our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he established Mayapur as our world headquarters because he, in the line and the sweet mood of our previous acharyas, he wanted the whole world to understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Sankirtan movement. The efforts Srila Prabhupada made when he went to the West, who would have ever known from a material perspective that he could have ever survived that Jaladuta after heart attacks and seasickness? He arrived in Butler, Pennsylvania after New York and in total poverty. With Srila Prabhupada would say later on that he was wandering homeless like a vagabond. But he didn't return because he had a mission. Then Mukunda Maharaj and Janaki Devi and a few others took some interest and helped him get 26 Second Avenue, little storefront, and soon others were joining. And he sent some devotees to San Francisco and then to London. And then there were little storefront centers starting in different parts of the world. And Srila Prabhupada sent devotees, and he personally brought devotees with him back to India. And with great efforts, with the deep devotional, determined spirit of Tamal Krishna Goswami, he was empowered to get to little rice paddy land in Mayapur. At that time, there were very aggressive, antagonistic people who were living around there, and hardly anyone came there. There were some Gaudiya Mats with some of Prabhupada's loving God brothers who were living there, but it was a very difficult place, very away from everything. And Srila Prabhupada had a little straw hut built and invited devotees for a Gaur Purnima festival. And in those early days, he described that Temple of the Vedic Planetarium, the TOVP, as a place to attract people from all over the world to come, to associate with devotees, to taste Krishna's prasadam, to hear the holy names, to feel the supreme mercy of the holy Dham of Navadvip Mayapur, and to philosophically understand and to emotionally experience the transformation of Lord Chaitanya's mercy in this world. So today, because of Srila Prabhupada's great desire, there are now millions of people all over the world, in South America, in Russia, in Africa, in Australia, in North America, in Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, in the Far East. Devotees are gathered to celebrate this most auspicious day of Falgun Purnima, the day that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Let us offer a prayer that we can truly, with grateful and humble hearts, dedicate our lives to receiving this beautiful gift. And in the mood of a servant, to share this gift with each other and with the whole world.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.